أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا نفخ في الصور نفخة واحدة وحملت الأرض والجبال فدكتا دكة واحدة فيومئذ وقعت الواقعة. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala explained when the day of Qiyamah will take place. And then Allah Ta'ala explained the punishments of Allah Ta'ala that came to various nations, to the people of Fir'aun, the people of Thamud, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, Ad, and what terrible conditions those were. That was really in preparation so that we can understand that what the day of Qiyamah will be. And the main object of this is that we have Iman on the day of Qiyamah. That day is going to come, and what the conditions of that day will be. So in this few ayats, Allah explains some aspects of the day of Qiyamah. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فِرْ جَبْ هُنْكَ جَائِكَ سُورْ مَنْ. And then when the trumpet will be sounded, for which Allah Ta'ala has made preparation, and the farishta, the angel that is in charge of this, is ready with his trumpet. As soon as Allah's command comes, then he will sound the trumpet. Nafkhatu wahida, ek bar phunkna. And the effect of that one time of his blowing in that trumpet will be such that wuhumilatil ardu wal jibal, or uthai jawi zameen or bahar. This earth of ours, which at the moment in various ayats Allah has explained, we gain so much advantage of this earth. We are sitting on it at the moment. We dig into it and make the foundations for our buildings, for all our crops and vegetation. We dig and we plant our food. We get our animals from it, that they eat the grass, etc. We get our milk and how many things, all from the earth. Allah has made our provision from the earth. But this very earth on the day of Qiyamah will be lifted up. Well, Jibal, and the mountains also, which are so strong and powerful on their places. Not all the forces of the world can move them from their places, but on the day of Qiyamah, they will be just lifted up. Even lighter than paper it will be, and it will be lifted up. And after that, فَدُكَّتَا دَكَّتَا وَاحِدَا فِرْكُوتِيَ جَاوَ ایک بار. And that with one stroke it will be thrown back, and that will cause it to be smashed into smithereens. Nothing will be left of this earth also, of this huge, huge, big mountains also. So we can imagine that what will happen to mankind, how he will go out of his mind when these events will take place. فَيَوْمَ إِذِ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَ فِرْ أُسْدِدْ هُو پَرْنَ وَالِي. And it will be that day that the inevitable will take place. That people were promised all the time. It will be on that day that this will take place. And this condition will be very, very severe on that day. And not only that the earth and the mountains, one shakkati sama, or phajjawe asman, and the heavens will also split asunder. From the middle of the skies will split apart also. And from that side also, there will be this, from the bottom, the earth will be totally smashed. And then the skies, which is a solid object, that will also be split, and it will be broken into pieces. وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَةٌ فِي رَوْضٍ بِكَرَّهَاهَا. And on that day, the skies will be also in pieces and will be thrown about. Like, for example, if in our home, due to all the earth shaking, if there is an earthquake, and the sky and the roof also falls down upon us. At the bottom, the earth is smashed away, the floor. From the top, the sky, our roof is smashed. What will be our condition? Like that it will be on the day of Qiyamah. وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا اور فرشتے ہوں گے اس کے کناروں پر. And the malaika that were deputed to keep the earth on place, the skies in their place, the mountains in their place, the seas and the water of the seas in their place. Otherwise, if this control of Allah Ta'ala, which He uses the malaika to do, and the seas have to become a wild storm, and they have to just overflow onto the land also. As it is, they cover 70% of the earth. If they have to overflow on all the land, what will become? Like the tsunami, that was a very, very small example of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. At that time, the Malaika also, they will go to the sides. And they will leave their duties which we were given, and now Allah will relieve them of that, and they will also to go to one side. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ or اُتْحَالِيَنْكَ تَخْتْ تَيْرِ رَبْكَ. And the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, which now normally is lifted by four farishtas, very, very strong farishtas, these farishtas who control the whole earth, they are holding up the arsh and the throne of Allah Ta'ala. But on that day, when now Allah's grandeur, His awe, as we can explain, like His anger will be even greater. So it will be necessary for more power to hold the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. Tere Rab ka apne upar us din 8 shakhs, 8 farishtas will be holding up the throne of Allah Ta'ala. Some ulama have explained, these will be 8 rows of farishtas, and they will be holding up the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And then philosophers and Sufiya have given other interpretation, that the literal interpretation is not meant here, but the figurative. But the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, the vast majority, accept that this is the literal meaning which is meant here, and it will be these malaika that will be holding the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, whether they will be 8, whether they will be in 8 rows, but it will show the greatness and the severity of that day. All this goes to show the severity of that day. And all this is, as the proper understanding from our ulama, these are ayat which are not commonly and which are not directly understood by us. And the meaning of it is only known to Allah Ta'ala. Like also, for example, the ayat Ar-Rahmanu alal arshi istawa, that Allah is on His throne. So with regard to that, the ulama say, al-istiwa'u ma'lumun, that we know that Allah is on His throne. Wal-kayfiyyatu majhulun, and how Allah is sitting, controlling the throne, how Allah is on there, that we do not know. Wal-imanu bihi lazimun, and it is absolutely necessary that we have iman on it. وَالسَّوَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ, and to ask about the details of this, this is improper. This is not correct. These are the words of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not explain all this. The Sahaba never discussed it. They accepted it. So we also accept it like the hand of Allah Ta'ala. What is meant by the hand of Allah? The face of Allah Ta'ala. All that, our iman is according to this, that what Allah has revealed, we believe in it. How it is, we don't know the details. We haven't got the capacity to comprehend it. Like just you tell a child to say this is alif, and the child wants proof it is alif, the child will never learn further. But the child accepts, yes, this is alif, this is ba, this is ta, and he accepts it, he will go further. He hasn't got any proof, but he accepts it. Until today, after even a person becomes a hafiz and an alim and a mufassir of the Quran, he hasn't got proof that the alif is alif and the ba is ba. But we accept it the same way with A, B, C. We know what proof we got. A is A and B is B. We just accept it. And then a person goes on and gets his doctorate also. And he does everything. So like that, on these things, it is said, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, those people who have drunk of the deep sources of knowledge, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ, we believe in it. This is how it is. Allah has revealed it like that. Also exactly the same, the حُرُوفِ مُقَتَّعَاتِ, the words that come, the alphabets that come at the beginning of surahs, like Alif Lam Mim, Hamim, Taha, all those meanings also only Allah Ta'ala knows. We accept 100% it is correct, but the meaning of it is only known to Allah Ta'ala, and we believe in it like that. May Allah Ta'ala save us of this torments and trials of the day of Qiyamah, and the person who people with iman and with correct amal, they will be saved. Also, for all these great calamities, a person will read, amongst many other things, Surah Kahf on Fridays, or at least the first and last 10 ayats, or at least 10 ayats from the beginning or from the back. Inshallah, he will be saved of these calamities and these strides and tribulations. Wa akhiru da'wana.